out and about in Western agriculture. Experts are seeing a need to add potassium to tomatoes on drip irrigation. Researchers are seeing low potassium in soils and tomato plants that are being irrigated by drip lines. Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor Gene Meow says growers should be monitoring potassium levels and be prepared to supply it if needed.
As tomato yields are going up and as we're using more drip irrigation, that we need to be paying attention to potassium soil levels. And we're thinking that this, at least for the Sacramento Valley, and I think for the Central Valley wide, for canning tomato growers, that potassium, I think, is going to improve tomato yields and fruit quality. So it's important to pay more attention to potassium, where in the past it's been sort of the forgotten plant nutrient because the soil was providing so much. But now this is, we need to sustain that soil.
Meow says that drip irrigation has changed where roots are able to find nutrients in the soil.
Drip irrigation has been great for management of that water. You can do it much more precisely. But one of the costs is that the root system is now more confined, almost like being in a little pot. So now your yields are going are increasing. You're pulling out more potassium from the soil and in the smaller area. So that soil is having to work harder. We need to supply it.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.